The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Inventions. You know what? We need to put this to music. We need to get a new theme, and we need to have lyrics that somehow go like, my cool inventions are on the air.
Oh, hold on, hold on. What were you doing last night on your birthday?
I actually had a glass of champagne last night.
You did? I normally do.
thanks, Rich.
Carrot cake and the glass of champagne.
What do you? I always wanted to ask this question of, because I know you don't eat the same food we do.
No.
So when you're having a big celebration,
I don't eat Canadian food.
You eat Canadian food. What do you eat for a celebration? Like, what's your birthday dinner? What was that?
Last night it was a 4-ounce piece of salmon, some sticky rice, mushrooms, a cooked tomato. So that was it, pretty much. And I had a salad prior to that. A beet salad.
So you eat seafood?
I do eat some seafood. Not a lot, okay. But a little. Right. Yep, a little bit. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So I was thinking, as you said that, as I said, I don't eat Canadian food. I have the biggest problem, my biggest bone with you Canadians are those damn geese that you brought down here. They are an absolute menace. How do we send them back to you? Because what they do is they dump all over my pastures, and if there's a calf that happens to be born, the salmonella, they're loaded with salmonella. Calf gets it in her nostril, deader than a doornail. I'm trying to shoot them all.
You know, goose liver is really good.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, goose liver is awesome.
In a pate? Yes.
Hungarians make goose liver pate, and it's not nothing. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but why do we have to have them here? What did you do this for?
Well, we only keep them for a week, because the only time they can come is warm enough is a week. Then we set them back. We turn the air conditioning on, and then they're gone.
That's it, right, exactly.
Yeah, how's the weather up there? Because I know up in Canada, they're expecting the farm. Celeste is out there doing all the troughs and stuff, because she's expecting a
farm. Now, is Celeste, does she ever come to Tampa with you?
Yes.
She always in
times,
yes. She is. Okay.
No, she's lots of time. She's down here quite a bit. We go back and forth. Right now, she's getting the farm ready for winter.
Yes.
And of course, the troughs and all kinds of work.
I clean all that stuff up.
I'll tell you what, between the Mexicans and the Canadians, there's no more Americans left in Florida, Doug.
No, I guess that's true, Richie. We got it. We're going to have to move. Well, I'm moving to California.
I'm surrounded.
Hey, Akos Yankura and John Crimmins with Doug Steffen on My Cool Invention. So, we oftentimes bring ourselves around. The focus here is business, entrepreneurialism, encouraging new ideas, that sort of thing. That's what this hour of the program is all about. But every once in a while, there's a need to digress. So here's this guy in Florida who buys a house, and he moves into the house, and this is a foreclosed home, purchases at an auction, pays $96,000 for it, Fort Myers. Newspaper there says he moved in, and what does he find? A corpse on the bedroom floor.
Oh,
Welcome to my new house.
Oh. You gotta be kidding me.
No,
who did the inspection?
Yeah, who did the inspection? Was it the inspector that was lying there? Who did the inspection? Oh my God. Right. I missed that.
Amazing. He went in to evaluate his purchase, found this corpse. The police cordoned off the property right away and began an investigation of who it was and how this person died. And neighbors said that two sisters had lived in the home, but nobody had seen either of them for a long time. Well, I guess there's one reason that you didn't see one of them anyway. The mail that was in the house was from November 2011. Unpaid property taxes went back 3 years. That's why they auctioned it off.
But no, during the whole process, no one went and checked on the house?
Nobody, there had nobody else in the family. Can you imagine that?
Well, look, if she lived there with her sister, because I just found the story that you're talking about.
Yeah.
If she lived there with her sister, maybe her sister either already passed away, so she's the only one left.
Yeah.
And maybe they didn't notice nobody to even check on her. Nobody knew him. If she's living with her sister and she's that old, she probably has no friends.
Thanks,
bro. That's a bit of a leap, don't you know?
I was going to say, thanks. Leap brought to you by.
I'm thinking spinster here.
Really?
Well, there was no cats. Were there cats?
Well, I don't know. They probably ate her. I mean,
oh, nice. Really?
John, nice. I have
well,
five cats.
You went into the macabre. You went into talking about
it in person. It's not my fault because you brought cats into it.
That's funny.
It's very good. All right, speaking cats, of bringing things in, Wayne Perry was the sinus plumber yesterday. How'd he do in thumbs up and thumbs down, John?
He ended up at 83%.
83, another 83%er. So we had on Monday, we had 83% for Ralph Gibson. Tuesday, 86% for DeAndre McKenzie. 83%, yeah. So for Wayne yesterday. So Russ Linnell joins us later on in the hour. He's, what is this, Sloppy Joe's Barbecue?
Sloppy Dad's Barbecue Pads.
Apparently, there's dads who are so sloppy at a barbecue, they apparently needs a pad underneath them to sort of go through.
Really? Yeah. Is this like a diaper? What is this? I don't know.
We'll let him tell us about it. I know you don't eat this type of meat, but do you barbecue? No. Do you barbecue?
No.
What's left to barbecue if there's no... like
nothing.
You can barbecue seafood, right?
I cook. I haven't really cooked outside. Since Meredith moved in, she's got all this grill stuff and furniture for the pool, so we probably cook corn on the cob and veggies and stuff. You wrap them up. But actually, you do a nice job if you wrap them up in aluminum foil, put some butter and a few seasonings in it. It's very good. Corn on the cob like that is great. And so are other vegetables that are fresh out of the garden. Look, we're already looking forward to next year already. Looking forward to next year. So anyway, Russ has to get his ducks in order today in order to beat the 86th percentile in order to win for the week and appear on the Friday Dream Big America contest. So we'll see how that works later on during the hour. We'll pause now for a moment. Akos and John and Doug here, 13 after the hour on My Cool Inventions.
Brand new. Big names to fall for. Kohl's has great savings on big names in outerwear. Get the family ready for cooler weather and save on brands like Columbia, Dockers, Carter, and many more. Plus, visit Kohl's.com to get a Yes Pass for $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. See store or Kohl's.com for details. And save even more late Friday and early Saturday. Find great deals on big names in outerwear for the whole family at Kohl's Veterans Day Weekend Sale. Friday and Saturday. Find your Yes. Kohl's.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too, that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life, combat the ringing, and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Man. Get responsibly.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering dust? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Now through Sunday. Excluding the client, 15% offer. Find details at guitarcenter.com/trading-event.
As you know, on this program, which features Akos and John and Doug, Jan Cora, how about we do this? This could be remember the Four Tops? Let's do Jan Cora, Cremins, and Stefan. That sounds like a law firm, doesn't it? Yeah. Or some kind of an agency that deals with taxes, a tax accountant firm.
We're friendly guys.
We are the friendly guys. We're here to help people who are entrepreneurs, who are inventors, et cetera, et cetera. And I love these stories. Here's Shabam Bangere. Shabam Bangere lives in Huntington Beach, California. He is not able to lay claim to being the world's youngest venture capitalist or one backed by. But he comes pretty close. Here's a kid who started when he was 12 years old. He closed an early stage funding deal with Intel Capital. You're going to love this, Akos. This is the company Intel's venture capital arm. He closed this deal for his prototype of a low-cost Braille printer. Now,
okay.
By standards of Silicon Valley, where a lot of venture capital gets worked over there, right? They like young people. Look at all of the people, those guys that did Google. When they get started, they were teenagers. Zuckerberg, teenager. Gates, teenager. Right? That spells success. The younger you are when you come up with some kind of a deal or idea out there means success. So anyway, this guy's the youngest one pretty much ever who was supported by a venture capital group. Let's see here. I'm looking at...
He's like 13 years old, right?
That's what I just said. Yeah, right, exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, but look at the idea that he had. Look at how simple it is. This is it, see?
I was playing marbles at 13 on the street. Yeah. This guy's inventing stuff and attracting venture capital?
Right. He read a funding flyer about the blind. He felt inspired to turn a high-tech version of Legos into a device that could print in Braille. So he's trying to figure out how to mass produce these things now, but he's figured it out. He thinks they can sell for about $300. This would be a good guy to get on the program, actually, just have him tell his story. Braille printers apparently very expensive. This past summer he worked on incorporating an Intel Edison chip, which is a processor aimed at hobbyists, into this printer. Intel invited him to a conference in India to highlight uses for what he got. And when he got there, a fellow from Intel that runs Intel, Mike Bell, I think is his name, announced that the chip maker would invest in this guy's company. It was called Brago Laboratories. So he'd had $35,000 prior to that. His parents gave him the money, the $35,000, to get him started. And then when he was at the conference, he looked at his father and said, "Well, I think I'm ready to go. I got to be ready to go, too." So he didn't even know what a venture capitalist was. The kid was approached by these VC guys, and his father thought it was Viet Cong.
What are these Viet Cong guys?
Yeah, what are they going to do? So isn't that a great story, though? Seriously.
Yeah, great story. 13 years old, inspirational. Right. You can be any age.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe the young mind isn't sort of, you get a lot of negativity as you grow up. Maybe the young mind just realizes something and goes for it.
Well, we think all of the kids around today are doing nothing but playing with video games or wasting their time frittering away their minds and what their potential may be. And I think that's true with some. But there are a lot of young entrepreneurs who have won venture capital, just not this young. And so let's see what happens. This is he says, "I do it after school." It's an after school thing. But I don't know anything about Braille, actually. But I know there are a lot of people, obviously, that can use this sort of thing. And that's what we find with the people that you're bringing on or we bring on together. They're just looking oftentimes for a hit. And this guy, this young kid, found a hit. Sometimes it's timing, luck, intelligence, ingenuity, all those things play a part, as you find out when you listen to some of the people that are on My Cool Inventions, including today's, the idea that Russ Linnell has. We'll check that out in the next half hour here on My Cool Inventions.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Stride Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Stride Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We've got people who are business people. We've got folks looking to invest. We got them all listening to this very unique radio program. The hour is called My Cool Inventions. The website is mycoolinventions.com. A brainchild of John Cremins and Akos Jankura. I'm just along for the ride. Actually, not the brainchild. It's Dream Big America, part of what will be the focus tomorrow during this hour. We had three entrepreneurs. I'm not even sure. I think maybe all three contestants tomorrow may be veterans of My Cool Inventions. Because I think we had three, didn't we, that hadn't made it into the Friday contest? It seems to me that that was
I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Thank you, John, for that insightful answer.
That's great. Yes, he's always right on the money.
Well,
there,
I was looking for the information. I'm going, okay, no, wait a minute. The email will come out in a letter. Sorry,
all right.
I don't have it.
The survey says, we like to do surveys here from businesses, there's an office pool over sporting events. Probably you have one at your place of employment. Hey, Carson.
We do a little fantasy hockey. Yes.
Fantasy hockey.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes there are office pools on. Like we have one going on here at the Good Day program, TV show Mentalist. I put a few bucks on the line suggesting that they're going to move that to another network because CBS canceled it, even though it has very good numbers. Not good numbers for CBS, but better numbers than most any show on NBC and most of the shows on ABC. So anyway, Richie decided that he ought to put some money on the line, and a couple of the other people on the staff said, okay, I'll give you $20 or $40 whilst we watch and see what happens. So office pools seem like kind of fun, but according to this survey, they may be a high stress factor and lead to unhappiness. This study that I found finds that office pools cause uncertainty and discomfort for employees, whether they win or not. Let's see here. The School of Business at Arizona State asked undergraduate students to predict the outcome of a game show after just the first segment. They found those students enjoyed the program less than those who just watched the show and didn't bet. One of the professors says that they found that making predictions that lead to winning or losing made viewing less enjoyable.
Really? Oh, man. Really? It's the only reason I watch the game, for heaven's sakes.
What?
I
want to
be a winner or a loser.
Do you bet often? Are you a bettor?
Betting is illegal, Doug. Never
such a thing.
Nothing like that. We don't even use the word bet in the office.
Really? What do you call it then?
We wager.
It's a pool. Right? It's a pool.
You know what? It sounds, that hogwash sounds to me like the old thing when they go to schools. Well, the children shouldn't win or lose. They should just all
have all fun. Are you kidding me? The same. Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
The game's life's about winning and losing. I mean, how do we teach children not to win or lose? Like, everybody just has fun? Like, you know, life, you know, at least have to be a little competition. What do you think about that?
Let's get together. What do you say? We should have a swing in
winners.
Winners. So how did you teach your children the value of winning and losing?
Well, we always did house league sports. We did baseball all the time. We loved baseball and hockey, house league. And I used to coach, mm-hmm. and we taught them to win, you know, and not at all costs, not at the be good winner, gracious winners. Mm-hmm. And when we lost, we taught the kids to be gracious losers. But there was still winning and losing. We have to have some value. We have to have some reason why we were on the ice or on the field. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, it is about, I don't know, it's about winning and losing. In my opinion,
well, but
that's going to have a lot of emails about that. But
that's email. Well, that's for sports. What about in business?
Well, what is it? Just playing the game? No,
but in business, you have to have winners and losers, and you have to have the better ones.
You have to have. You're an obligation to your shareholders. There's an obligation to your family. There's an obligation to win.
I'm not saying. I'm just asking how you teach that to your children. Remember the song Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Teach Your Children? How do you teach the next generation how to do? That's one of the things we're doing here, teaching people how to do this, because we're falling flat on it, I think, in too many ways in this country. We're not encouraging people. We're not giving them enough juice to make all this happen.
I think that's why sports is so important in the school system. When I hear the sports budget being cut, I really, really hurt. The two things that really hurt me, the sports budget and the music budget.
Yeah.
When I hear those budgets being cut, I think we're not rounding our kids well enough.
No, we're not.
And sports teach them to be competitive and athletic.
I don't, there's certain sports that I want to stay away from, like football. But in general, physical education, music, civics, those sorts of things, those things not being in the curriculum are a large part of the downfall that we've taken here, the hit in the last few years. 28 past the hour.
Okay, today's sponsor is giving a free sample of their stress pill, Well Tabs, that's sweeping the nation. Over 1 million already sold. Because being a parent, working, or both is stressful. And Well Tabs can help you feel more relaxed, positive, and happy. And we have free bottles to try it for the first 50 listeners who call 800-642-5057. The powerful herbs and plant extracts in Well Tabs are used separately around the world to reduce symptoms of stress. And we have free bottles for the first 50 callers. Do you ever feel worn out, overwhelmed, or frustrated? Do you worry too much about money, your family, or what people think about you? The ingredients in Well Tabs can help you feel relaxed, stronger, and more confident, both physically and emotionally. So if you lead a busy life and want to feel less stressed, healthier, and happier, just call right now before today's 50 free bottles reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with some great news on how to spruce up your home this fall from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square and then hang it in the room for a couple of days. If you like it through the day and evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out. With easy-to-use color selection tools, you can find your personal palette with confidence, exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more.
1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour now. Doug Stephan, Akos Jankura, John Cremins were in the other way. John Cremins could come first. Then Doug Stephan and Akos could come last. Either. You get it all the way around. Nobody's first, nobody's last. We're all equal here on My Cool Inventions, as are you. When you start your pitch and then we see where it goes, that'll happen in a moment. I had more vitamin C in the last 24 hours, thanks to inspiration from Akos.
Good.
Vitamin C. Good stuff. So here's an inspiration. We're always looking for inspirations. I want you guys to go to, I say guys when I'm talking to you, I mean Akos and John, but I don't like referring to listeners as guys because there are a lot of women, more women actually than men, who listen to the program. So ladies and gentlemen, go to DougStephan.com, if you would please, and to check out the video of the day, which features a rapper from Florida named Presto Flo, who made a name for himself this week. Probably not the way he wanted to. He's standing, if you look at the video, he's standing on the seawall in Clearwater having some pictures taken when a gust of wind blows his hat off and then he loses his balance into the tank.
Awesome. I know what that bridge is, by the way.
You haven't seen this?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen this video, but I know exactly where he's standing.
The whole thing is captured there. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a great... there's actually some neat places in Clearwater. I always liked Clearwater when I was down there. I preferred it.
I know exactly where that place is.
They've taken that whole downtown beach area, and they've made it so that it's not like it used to be.
Really?
It's a huge walkway.
I've been down here for a long time.
Park. Yeah, it's totally... It's a whole big park now.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, there he went.
There he goes. I thought
that's
you guys
awesome.
Like that because you're right there. All right, check out the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, time for us to check out Russ Linnell, who has a barbecue pad. We got to get to the bottom of this. Akos, let's go and see what we can get from this guy.
So Russ is an inventor who came to MyCoolInventions.com, submitted his invention. When I was reading it, I thought to myself, I guess I've had a lot of messy barbecues before, especially I'm making ribs and I'm putting all the sauce on.
Ugh.
And I'm doing all that. I know, Doug, you'd appreciate that a lot. So he's invented a barbecue.
You don't get offended when you think of burning flesh on a grill. You don't
know. Some flesh tastes better than others.
Doug, really. I love animals. I really do.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
Perfect.
Now, there you go. So that's a good setup. Right. So, Russ, welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
So give us a little insight to help Doug along here, because Doug's not a big barbecuer of flesh. So help him along and give him understand what is the Dad's Barbecue Pad.
Well, Doug, you just go take a break, because there's a lot of people.
Words never spoken before on the Doug Stephan Show.
And Doug, go take a break.
There you go.
Right.
But as you
thumbs down
there,
for this guy already.
Man, should I just hang up?
No, you're good. You're good. You have some supporters here. We love bird flesh. Go ahead.
No, there's millions and millions of people at barbecue, and I was sitting around one day, and I was watching NASCAR. And back when I used to watch NASCAR, or had to watch NASCAR, I didn't enjoy it, but I saw a guy stand up on that car team in the pits. And there was a guy in the back, and he had a long pole, and he would use a long squeegee, and he would clean off the windshield. Well, this time I saw it, and the car pulled in, and I looked, and this guy grabbed this tab in the corner of the windshield, and he just ripped it off, and off came all the dirt and the bugs, and the guy had a clean windshield. Well, I'm a big barbecue fanatic, and I thought, you know, how many times do I set my spatulas and my tongs on that side table, and then when I put all the stuff away, what does that side table look like? It's always greasy, grimy, messy, and living in Los Angeles for years, I won't go into detail, but if I left the grease and the barbecue drippings on that side table, the seagulls would come down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, we all know what the seagulls leave, little gifts, and it was just even twice as bad. So I got sick of it, so I thought I'd make an invention, and I came up with Sloppy Dad's Barbecue Pads.
By the way, as a part-time resident of Los Angeles, a lot of the homeless do the same thing the seagulls do.
Oh, that was nice. Thank you very much.
Anyway, go ahead.
So we covered Canada geese, and we've covered pigeons, and now
right.
So what you have here is, I've seen similar things to this. I've seen cutting boards like this before. So you've got the multiple pads. Are they attached? Do they peel off? Or how do you peel off the top layer to expose the layer below?
Yeah, that makes sense. What it is it's a pad. It's 12 by 15, and these are special patented polyethylene-coated sheets. There's 20 to a pad, right? And the pad is connected. You set the pad on the side table. You set the spatula, all your utensils, your barbecue sauce that drips. You set that on the pad. And then when you're done, you rip a sheet off, and you have a clean sheet for the next barbecue.
All right, so let's do the pitch. What we're going to do here is we're going to get you to get ready for a 60-second pitch it. You got to pitch it to win it here. And listener, you're going to vote. You're going to vote thumbs up or thumbs down to Russ's invention here. And you can do that by going to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, and you can see the pad. I'm looking at it right now, and vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Or you can text the vote. Text the word thumbs up, all one word. Don't leave a space. Thumbs down to 22333. That's one word, 22333. Or phone us 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490, and just say thumbs up or thumbs down. We'll record your vote. So, Russ, are you ready to get in the frying pan on the barbecue and get ready to do your 60-second pitch?
Absolutely.
Listeners ready to vote? Let's do it.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hot, thick, juicy, wet burgers. Barbecue baby back ribs. We've all barbecued. We all use tongs and spatulas while barbecuing. You place these items on the side table, and one all said and done, what does it look like? I'll say it. It looks like beep. Well, here's the solution. Sloppy Dad's Barbecue Pads. These one-of-a-kind pads can be placed on the side table where the material, no grease, seeps through. Just rip off a sheet, and you have a clean sheet for the next barbecue. But wait, these can be logoed with any company logo, any message, any picture, and some sports teams. Sloppy Dad's Barbecue Pads is the solution to your problem. Call 406-274-3270 for more information or email sloppydadsbbq@hotmail.com. These are great holiday gift ideas. Get yours today.
Time on the clock.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. You're right.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Right there, Russ. A couple of points for you. If you're going to say a phone number, never say it just once, especially on the radio. You need to say it two or three times, because I actually don't remember your phone number. Mm-hmm. I think I got your email address. I heard bbq.com or something. I didn't hear that. So your clothes, just a little point for you. You should repeat that a couple times when you're doing that. The price, how much is the price?
How much is it?
$14.95
for a 20-pack. Here we go again, Doug.
There it is.
$14.95. I don't get it. All right. I'll say what I said yesterday. If you're going to do a direct response pitch, which is what you're doing, direct-to-consumer. Direct-to-consumer pitches in my books, and I could be wrong, but when it comes to this, I've done a few of these. Go to $20. Give them more, hit 20. You might as well reach for that $20 bill that's in everybody's pocket. Russ, go to your wallet, open up your wallet, look inside. You'll see probably some ones, and I bet you'll see some 20s. Most common currency in the economy is a $20 bill. Go to 20. And if you're penny over 20, go to 30. If you're penny over 30, go to 60. If you're penny 60, doesn't matter. That's just my pitch. Get a $20.
I think you're right with that. And what I would have done, buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
So then you could go. I mean, probably with your cost, Russ, you probably could go to $20 easily that way.
Do you know what your costs
are? Buy one for $19.99. But wait, if there's more, we'll give you another one for $19.99.
Yeah, what are the costs on this, Russ? What's the cost of goods on this?
Pardon me?
If you don't mind. If you don't,
what does it cost? Do you have enough in it to be able to do two for the price of one at $19.95?
I could.
Okay.
Right. And I also tell people, just so when let's define, do you have enough in it? My definition of that, inventors ask me this all the time, so I'll say it out loud. You should have a 4x margin. If you don't have a 4x margin, it won't work. So if you're going to sell it for 20, your cost of goods has to be between $4 and $5. Otherwise, you're not going to make it work. I can tell you that. Yeah. I can tell a whole half hour presentation on why that needs to be 4-1. But 4-1. And quite frankly, we had a guy on earlier, a good friend of mine, Mark Gill, who specializes in food and barbecue. And he's the Ronco spokesperson now. Good, very good friend of mine. I grew up with him, and we had him on the radio. He'd be perfect for this item. If you don't mind, is your patent on this? What's your patent cover? Does your patent cover the 20 pads, or do you have a patent?
The material that is on the back of the sheets.
Okay, so you have a patented method of sort of peeling them off, okay, I got it. So if you have that, this might be I don't think it's a standalone product, but every time they do a barbecue on HSN, every time they do a smoker on HSN, which is, by the way, quite often, I bet you this would be an awesome upsell for that product. Or anytime they do barbecue utensils or drum, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm into that. I think that would be perfect.
And I'll tell you something. I love products that are in the first upsell position because there's no risk to you. You don't have to buy the media. You don't have to take the risk. The onus is not on you to sell.
Yep.
You just pick up all the gravy, as it were, and pardon the pun for your product. But
while they're ordering this, the upsell position means that once you're buying something, like a grill, and oh, by the way,
we happen to
have these wonderful little sheets of barbecue pads.
And by the way, and 50% of the people take the first upsell.
Yeah.
So that'd be a great position to be in. Yeah, it is true.
Really? Wow.
A little secret in the industry.
Whoa, that's
50%
pretty.
Of the people take, if your upsell's properly done, and this is a perfect, it's a sister product. If it's a sister product, then 50% of the people will take the upsell, which, little secret, inside secret, you just heard here on My Cool Inventions.
There you go.
That makes sense, but you know the feedback that I'm getting from people about it, the product really works because the grease won't seep through, but what people really like is that they can put their picture of their dog, or they can put a message, or they can put their company logo, or they can put a sports team on here, and each sheet has the same logo.
No. That's a good. So it's a licensing opportunity. There's licensing. It's.
Licensing I actually be cheap though.
I actually think it cheapens the product. I know. I know. I hear you saying it's good added sales, but I think you're going to find yourself into a throwaway type product if you start licensing it. Or you just not throwaway, but you have to make your money.
So what can you do? You asked him if he had connections. What do you want him to do?
I'd like him to send us a sample. I throw that at the buyer. I'll take a look at the HSN buyer and give it a little input from there, see what they can, and maybe we'll get this guy some orders to get him going.
Mm-hmm. So who's funding this, Russ? How have you funded it so far?
Funding, I have funded personally myself to this point, and now I'm looking for help and advice and investors.
All right, you got all of that. We need investors. Yeah, we get all that here. So how much dough have you got into it, if you don't mind me asking?
How much do I have into it? Yeah. About $65,000.
Hmm. Well, that's a lot of money for this thing, I think, isn't it?
Well,
what am I missing?
No. He's. I'll have to figure out where he spent it. But it's the inventors typically have this kind of money in a product. What is it in? Well, like, what was your biggest expense?
The biggest was research, trying to find the right paper. I went through hundreds of different sheets of paper. Mm-hmm. So you'd get the grease and you'd leave it there for maybe 20 minutes and then you'd pull it up and you'd see a little drop or a little bit of grease. Well, with the paper I have now, you can use bacon, chicken, anything, and it can sit there for a day and there isn't a drop.
So in other words, you've got a box full of Depends and then look, that'd be the way to go there, Donna.
Yes.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Go ahead.
The other thing too is when you print on a piece of paper, that you can't have ink that will drip, or once it gets wet, if you spill a nice cold beer on it when you're tailgating, or you have a little grease in that. Ink not seeps, but drips. You don't want the logo to mess up. So this is a cold fused printer and a cold fused ink that goes on the paper.
Yeah. All right. The thing for you to do is to text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 for Russ's invention. You can go to sloppydadsbarbecue.com. I believe that's the website. Find out more about it. Vote at 888-877-0490 or just go to mycoolinventions.com and you can check out the invention and you can vote for it there. Tomorrow, Dream Big America here in this hour. Ted Nugent with us here on Doug's Good Day. I happen to be not a pure vegetarian. I'm not a hunter.
But he is a member of the NRA.
I am a member of the NRA.
Well, Doug, you're speaking my language because I love vegetarians. That's all I eat.
So much has changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with Geico, we always had good car insurance.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, November 7th through the 10th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I have a book, Fish Oil, The Natural Anti-Inflammatory, written by Joseph Maroon, who did a lot of the research to come up with the most effective anti-inflammatory ever, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It has the highest rated omega-3s. It is the best for joint pain, high cholesterol, your heart, everything. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale. It is 100% pure, 15 times better than krill mineral oil. Just wonderful. These folks assure that you will love the product. They want you to try the first month free. Call 800-316-7918. That's to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping and handling, and you get it, you try it, you'll feel the difference. 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
A video that showed a woman abducted off a street in Philadelphia. The victim has been found. A suspect is in custody. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. On a day that featured so much political talk in the aftermath of the 2014 midterm elections, the day closed with incredible news about a search that came to an end. It began several days ago with disturbing surveillance video that so many of us saw, showing a woman being approached and then kidnapped right off a city street and dragged into a car in Philadelphia last weekend. Additional video surfaced of the suspect with a search that led from Pennsylvania to Maryland, and then the news that broke last night as announced by FBI spokesman Ed Henko.
The FBI and the Philadelphia Police Department have great news that Carlisha Freeland has been rescued. Her abductor has been arrested.
FBI agents and U.S. Marshals tracked the alleged kidnapper to the town of Jessup, Maryland, and took him into custody as he got out of his car. The suspect, identified as 37-year-old Delvin Barnes, police say there was an outstanding warrant for his arrest in Virginia for attempted murder and assault charges. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey was blunt, to say the least, when he answered the question, was there a motive for the suspect's actions?
Don't know, other than the fact he's a thug, and this is what he does, apparently. So the people like this don't necessarily, there's nothing that makes sense. Don't even try to find it. He's a vicious predator. He's off the streets, and hopefully... you'll be in jail for the rest of his life.
As for the victim, Carlisha Freeland, she was found in that car. She's been hospitalized with minor injuries, her mother expressing profound relief that her daughter is safe.
Everybody, thank you so much for having us in your prayers. Thank you for keeping me up. Thank you for being there for us. I'm taking my baby home. Thank you.
A story that clearly could have ended much differently, but thankfully did not. That aforementioned political talk, we'll have that for you next. But first, something else that will matter to you.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals in over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is Ann.
No good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
On Wall Street, the Dow and S&P start out at record highs today following gains yesterday. The Dow jumped 101 points to 17,484. S&P up 11 points to 2023. NASDAQ lost 3 points yesterday. President Obama remaining optimistic when it comes to working with the next Congress after Republicans made major gains in the midterm elections.
We can surely find ways to work together on issues where there's broad agreement among the American people.
At his day after Election Day news conference at the White House yesterday, the president said he expects Congress to advance some bills he won't be able to sign and that he'll take some actions that the new Congress won't like. But he said he's willing to work with Republicans to advance America's business. Republicans, as you may have heard, won control of the U.S. Senate and boosted their majority in the House. They also scored several big wins in gubernatorial races. President Obama plans to meet with Democratic and Republican congressional leaders at the White House tomorrow. Closing notes, let's start with Powerball. The multi-state lottery played in 44 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Jackpot for tonight's drawing, $178 million. And finally, we go to the East Coast, specifically the Big Apple. We have a new study worth mentioning for you.
New York.
Thank you, Frank. And when it comes to New York City, there's an urban myth that there are 8 million rats in the city, one for every person who lives there. But there's a Columbia University grad student, a statistician named Jonathan Auerbach, who says that figure is exaggerated. Jonathan studied the numbers of rat sightings called into New York City's 311 complaint line, and he says the number of rats in the city is more like 2 million, or one for every 4 New Yorkers. That is the sound of rats squealing with delight at the prospect of us humans arguing about how many millions of them reside in the nation's largest city. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
If I had an hour, I could set up a couple thousand Twitter accounts that look like they're from all over the world.
Why don't you do that so that it looks like we have more listeners?
$20, I could buy you 1,000 listeners, 1,000
really?
Followers.
He's thinking about it. He's like, let's talk about that on the next break.
Doug Steffen's Good Day. Making your morning complete. Minus, of course, the gorilla race.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.